church. There's lots of people that have church, amen? But I like it when you can get in God's house and really worship the Lord, amen? Have that privilege to be able to worship the Lord, amen? It's an honor to be here, be able to stand tonight. You sit on the front row, brother. As long as I call you out, so you be careful sitting there, amen? That reminded me of the old days, Brother Charles Williams calling me out. He'd come in church house, and you sit down, and he'd say, all right, son, you got it. Let's go. And get up. That's why the Bible says be instant in season, out of season. Amen? Y'all say amen. All right, if you will, tonight we're going to be preaching on a very familiar scripture, and I know lots of you have probably preached it. Brother Josh has probably preached it. This is where God laid on my heart. I was thinking about it when he was preaching. I was thinking about it before even when I came in the door this morning. Amen. So just feel led to be here. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, if you will. I'm going to read just a few scriptures and try to obey God. That's what it's all about tonight, putting him first. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. Anyway, so amen. Let's go ahead and just surrender unto him tonight. Amen. The Bible says here in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, verse number 1, it says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit, and that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, amen, who is rich, amen, in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kingdom toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of work, not of yourself, that it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yeah. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're thankful tonight, God, for your precious word. God, we pray, Lord, that you'd have your way. God, you know the hearts and the mind. God, Lord, of your people that are gathered here. God, we pray, Lord, tonight, God, that you'd touch us. Lord, that we might be that tool that you'd use, Lord, tonight. Use me, God. Touch this old tongue, God, that it might speak plainly, Lord, here tonight. Father, we thank you, God, for all you're going to do. We give you praise and honor for us. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, if I could, I want to just say it's amazing grace. Amen. We sing that song lots of times. Amen. And we rejoice. Amen. I enjoy it. Amen. Because it is amazing. Amen. You can't. In today's world. Amen. You look at all the things that we have. Amen. How things have progressed and how things have changed, and you come out talking about a stove, if you will, tonight. I can remember when we moved in the house that Mom and Dad's in now, and I can remember Daddy had a old potbelly stove, and he put it down in the basement as a heater, and he had them eyes on the top of it, and he'd build a fire in that thing, boy, and he'd get bottom of it, get all red and glowing and hot, and boy, put out good heat, and I got thinking about that, boy, how good it was. But if we had to cook on something like that today, boy, we would be just almost miserable. I mean, my wife she'd have a heart attack if I was to give her a potbelly stove to cook off of today. Amen? Y'all women say amen right there. Amen? But as time progressed, Things change and things get better, amen. Next thing you know, they had a gas stove, amen. They done slipped them in them kitchen, amen. Women got to cook off them gas stoves. Next thing you know, there's electric stoves, amen. Then all we got is microwaves, amen. Stick it in there about 2 minutes later and it's done. Now they got a thing called an Instapot. Amen. I ain't got one of them, but it cooks your food real fast. Amen. What are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying God's grace. Amen. God's grace. You can't get no better. Amen. You can't improve it. It is perfect. And it is righteous tonight, amen. Y'all go ahead and get in here with me if you will, amen. The more you say amen, the quicker I go, the faster I go, amen. And sometimes the shorter it'll be, amen. You got to get in there with me sometime, amen, sooner or later, amen. But God's grace, if you will, tonight, it is something that you don't have to worry about looking for a better addition. Amen. When I got it, amen, it was good enough for me. Amen. Why is that, Brother David? Amen. It saved me, amen, from the bottom of my feet, amen, to the top of my head, amen. Listen, God knows, amen, what I needed, amen, and His grace, woo, is sufficient for me, amen. I ain't got to go looking for a better addition. Amen. He come out with an A grade, top number one edition, and that's all I need tonight. Amen. Amen. But it is amazing. Amen. I truly enjoy it. Amen. But in the first part of this chapter, amen, we see where we was and who we was. Amen. Lots of times we don't need to forget who we were and where God brought us from. Amen. Sometimes we'll get our righteousness on sometimes. Amen. We'll get it on. Amen. And think, well, a preacher is preaching to somebody and I don't know who he's preaching to. Amen. But he ain't preaching to me tonight. Amen. Because I'm A-OK. The Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags, amen, and we all need, amen, of that grace, amen, we all need a touch from God, amen, we all need, amen, just a little, hey, a little dab, I know they say, well, a little dab do you, amen, listen, it didn't take but one touch, woo, it didn't take but one touch from God. Amen. Y'all know who I'm fixing to talk about. Amen. That woman, she said, if I could just get to the hem of his garment. Just the hem. Amen. That's how good God's grace is. Amen. That's how amazing. Listen, it takes, some of y'all, I know some of y'all back before y'all was in church. Amen. And y'all knew me. Amen. So I know how good God's grace is. Amen. When God can take a man like me. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And save him. Amen. And call him out of the world. Amen. And him come be separate. Amen. Come out from amongst the world, what the Bible says. Amen. And be you separate. Amen. When he takes them. Amen. And saves them. And applies that grace to them. Yeah. Right. Amen. God, sometimes God had to beat you upside the head. Amen. I mean, when Lord called me to preach, brother, I ran. I ran hard, boy, and I had to get along with God. I went to my daddy. I said, Daddy, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to get out of this. I don't know what to do. And he said, Son, get along with God. Amen. And pray. And I prayed. I said, God, I'm a dummy. You got to help me and you got to show me. Amen. That night I went to church. Amen. And Edgar Thomas was preaching at the church. He didn't know me from Adam. Amen. After church, he went down the aisle. He stopped, put his hand on my shoulder. He said, obey God, son. Everything's going to be all right. And I said, well, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sometimes it takes a little something extra for some of us old country boys. Amen. But God's grace, amen, is amazing. We'll preach here in a minute. Amen. Y'all just hold on. Amen. But it's amazing. Amen. And it lets us know who we was and what we was
We don't need to forget about that because, listen, the people that we're ministering to, I ain't talking about in God's house. Amen. I'm talking about when we're on the job site. Amen. I'm in construction. Amen. And I deal with some ungodly people every day. Amen. You face them. And I don't know why they want to speak the way they speak and talk the way they want to talk, amen. But it just gripes me, amen. And I have to let them know, listen, I'm a Christian, I'm saved. And I don't like that kind of language, amen. And I try to explain to them, amen, the gospel, amen. But listen, God's grace should be, we should take it. There it is. It's sufficient. It don't run out like Kleenex does.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes. We'll take it with us. Amen. And every now and then give it to somebody. Say, here's you a little bit.
Yes.
Here's you a little bit. Amen. Yes. Share it with one another. Amen. We hold on to it. We're scared we're going to give God away and we ain't going to have enough. Amen. To last us for next week. Amen.
Amen.
Get a double dose. Amen. Woo. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, God's grace, amen, will make you do things that embarrasses the flesh. Amen. It's amazing. Amen. It took us from where we was, the first part of this chapter, lets us know, hey, we were dead in our sins and trespasses. We were dead. We were lost and undone. Without God, we had no hope. Amen. Somebody say, well, glory. Amen. I'm saved tonight. Amen. It tells us here, amen, but God. I like it when it says that. Verse number four. Brother, I got you got glasses. I got contacts now. It gets a little foggy up here sometimes. I can't see. Amen. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Amen. Even though he knew who I was. Even though he knew who you were. Amen. Even though, amen, he realized, hey, he knows. You might not want to tell everybody everything you do. Amen. But God knows. Listen, God knows what you're hiding. God knows what's underneath the pillowcase or under the bed or in the closet. Amen. God knows. Amen. Before you walked in the door, God knew, amen, the problems, the issues, the trial, the tribulation, the trouble, all the issues, amen. God already knows, amen, and he is aware. You ain't going to catch God stumbling.
Amen.
Amen. He don't stumble. Amen. And he don't stagger. Amen. And he sure don't fall. Amen. I serve a great God tonight. Amen. And he's able and he's sufficient. Amen. To know what is wrong and how to fix it. You can't approach God with a problem he don't have an answer to. Amen. He's got all that figured out. We'll just let God be God. Amen. Amen. In the latter part, we read, amen, verse number 8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. It is amazing. Number one, it's amazing in its plan. The plan that it's got, amen. Listen, God figured all this out before the foundations of the world was created, amen. A lot of times we got to remember, amen, in the Bible, I don't know about y'all, but over there in Genesis 1, amen, it says, in the beginning, God. Amen. In the beginning, God, He was there. Amen. In the beginning, He created it. He formed it. He fashioned it. Amen. And He had a plan from the beginning. Amen. He knew old David Hardy was going to need a Savior one day. Amen. He knew one day that I was going to go down there. I done messed a little thing up. Look at there. He knew one day, amen, I was going to need help. I didn't mess it up, did I? We good? Okay. All right. That's good in the plan that he had, amen. He got it all figured out. Amen. It was foreordained of God. God's plan of salvation was figured out before it ever started, amen. 2 Timothy, amen. Chapter 1, verse number 9 says, "Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling according to His own purpose, and grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Amen. He had it all planned out. He had it all figured out. Amen. It's amazing in His plan. Amen. It didn't catch God off guard. Amen. When the world needed a perfect sacrifice. Book of Hebrews tells us that the sacrifice of bulls and goats had become a stench in the nostrils of God, and it just wasn't working anymore, that they needed to be an ultimate sacrifice. That didn't catch God off guard. He didn't have to look around. He didn't have to say, "Well, is there anybody here good enough to take care of it?" He didn't have to look at, he sure didn't have to look into the world. Amen. He already had it all planned out. Amen. What He'd do, His only begotten Son stepped out. Amen. Jesus said, "I'll go. Amen. I'll go. I'll lay down my life for my friends." Amen. For those, amen, dearly beloved, He loved you. Amen. Enough to step out of glory. Amen. And take on a fleshly body and come to a sinful world and live amongst sinners. Amen. And dying, amen, in places. Amen. They criticized Him because of it. He said, "I come to seek and to save that which was lost." Amen. He said, "I came to my own and my own received me not." Amen. His grace is amazing that He is not prejudiced. Amen. To come and dine with sinners. Amen. That they might experience the salvation of God. Amen. He loved us when we couldn't even love ourselves. Amen. It was fulfilled in Christ. The cross was not an accident. Amen. God designed it. He ordained it. Amen. And God was in control. Amen. Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 8 says, "The Lamb slain from the foundations of the world." Amen. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It was free too. Amen. It was offered. Amen. To man, salvation is to those that believe. I mean, where can you get something so amazing? I know. When I've got my fish, I got a boat. Amen. Get the fish. I love the fish. I had a F-150. All you Chevrolet people, y'all just hold on. But that F-150 just wasn't doing it. It wasn't pulling that boat like it should. I had to upgrade. Amen. I've yet to have to upgrade God.
Amen. Amen.
Everywhere I go, He always works for me. Amen. Yes, He ain't let me down yet.
Amen.
Amen. He ain't failed me. Amen. It's amazing how great it is. And, you know, sometimes I know different services go different ways, and we worship in different ways at different times. And God, you know, you think, well, can it be this good all the time? That's what I've been thinking. I'm like, surely these people don't worship this hard all the time. Amen. I'm like, whoo, they got to be exhausted come Monday. Amen. But that's good. Because His grace is sufficient to sustain you. Amen. On Monday. When you get up on Monday. Amen. You know what? He's still just as good on Monday as He is on Sunday. Amen. That's a lot of the problems today. Amen. A lot of Christians, they come in the door, amen, as a Christian, amen, into God's house. But when they get up and leave, they left the same way they came in. Amen. And they're not a Christian outside these doors. I call them wolves in sheep clothing. Isn't that what the Bible says? Amen. Amen, Brother David. I'll amen myself sometimes. Amen. But it's amazing in His plan. It's amazing in His provisions. How it provides. Amen. Hey, been many a time, Brother Dorsey, growing up, married and had little kids, and them kids growing up, I'd be thinking, Lord, how am I going to make it? How am I going to pay the bills? And how am I going to feed these kids? And, you know, they were depending on me, amen. And I was had it all, it was all on my shoulders. And little did I know, amen, God was still in control, amen. Even when I tried to take it up and bear it myself, amen. Even when I tried to get in the mix, amen, and mess it up, amen, God felt sorry for this old country boy, yeah. Amen. And He said, look here, I'm going to show you, son, amen. He'd open up the door and He'd provide for me, amen. When I didn't even deserve it, He provided for me, amen. It's amazing in His provision. It's one of the provisions, amen, is redemption, amen. When the person gets redeemed, when they get back into God's will, amen. I'm glad, amen, when a man falls, woman falls, boy, girl falls, amen. They ain't stuck in one spot, amen. I'm glad tonight, amen, we serve a merciful God, amen, that is willing, amen, to say, come on back home, son. Hey, come on back home, daughter. Amen. You're welcome, amen. I ain't even a member here tonight, amen, but I will say this. I'm sure here at Gateway they said, come on back home, all you weary and wayward stewards, amen. Come back to God's house. Amen. Get in right with God. Amen. For He is merciful. Amen. He redeems. Bring you back from the bondage of sin. Devil take you longer, further, or he'll take you, he'll get you, I can't remember. I'll think of it here in a minute. Amen. Book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood for the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." Hey, we're redeemed with something more precious than silver or gold. The precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. I'm not worthy tonight. Amen. I'm not worthy for Him to take time out for this old boy and forgive me, amen. But I can say tonight He does, amen. I can say tonight, amen, I serve a God, amen, that will bring you back unto Him, amen. Get a little bit of reconciliation, amen. Reconcile, amen. Brought back into fellowship with God. Amen. You might get out of it. In today's world, it ain't hard. What are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying the things that the world puts on. I mean, I'll be honest with you, and I don't know, y'all, forgive me if I offend you, but I think COVID was straight from the pits of hell. I think it attacked. It was there just to attack God's house. Amen. It didn't do nothing but hinder the church and people of the church, people of God. Amen. And then during that time, people were getting out of church, getting comfortable at home, getting comfortable to sit on the couch, turn the TV on, and watch some wolf in sheep's clothing on TV and send their money to them, amen, and not get what they're supposed to be getting, amen. I believe that tonight, amen. And then when things bust loose, amen, thanks be unto God, amen. When the people started coming back into God's house, amen, started getting back where they're supposed to be, amen. God was just like, come on in, amen. And people were getting restored. Amen. It restores a broken heart. Amen. Joel 2:25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. Amen. He gives back what we lost. Amen. Psalms 23:3 says, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. I'm glad, amen, he restores me. When I get to thinking about that, I get to thinking about my brother had a 56 Chevrolet. He rebuilt the engine, put it in it, amen. Had that old thing, and hey, we sanded on that thing. They was restoring it, trying to get it back to its original state, amen. Had all the chrome on it, boy. You crank that thing up, and boy, it sounded good. Looked good. What are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying you get in right with God. Hey, man, you'll sound good. Amen. You'll talk right, what I'm trying to say. You won't be saying the things of this world. You won't be over there with the crowd telling dirty jokes. You won't be over there in the midst of all the sinful actions that's going on. Amen. You'll say, hey, I don't want to be a part of that. I ain't got no, if God ain't in it, I don't want to be around it. Amen. He'll restore you. He'll change the way you walk. He'll change the way you talk. Amen. I remember them boys at work when I used to build houses. I'd be out there and something would happen. I'd hit my finger with a hammer or something. I'd get out there every now and then, try to show them how to do it. And I'd hit my finger and they'd just stop. They wanting to see what old David was going to say. Is he going to fly mad and cuss? Huh? That's all they was looking for. A way out. Listen, that's what the world's looking for it. Ain't looking for it. Well, I thought it was something, but oh, so and so, they act like it, but you ought to get around them when they get mad. Amen. You ought to be around them when they ain't in church. Amen. God will restore you. Amen. It's amazing in the provision how it reserves a place for us. Amen. Speaking, talking about it earlier. Amen. Place in heaven. 1 Peter 1:4 says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. Ain't you glad you got reservations? Amen. Hey, they don't cancel on you either. Amen. Me and my wife and kids was headed to Myrtle Beach one summer. It raining. I don't know what it was. That's why we don't even go back that way no more. Every time we'd go that way, it'd be raining on us all the way there. And I'm driving. I got the kids in the car. And we never got to leave early in the morning when we got to leave. It'd be at night. And I'd be driving, scared to death, kids in the car. And it was like 10 o'clock before we got there at night. We come riding up. Boy, his kids is excited. You know how they are, bouncing off the walls in the car. And boom, 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 like that. You know, and we get out and we go in there. And they said, well, we sorry. We give y'all's room away. The Christian that I was. Amen. I was like, what? Well, needless to say, they put us in a little one bedroom room for the night. They said, we're going to make it right. We're going to get it. We're going to get it right. Amen. You just hold on, y'all. Go ahead and spend the night tonight and get up in the morning. We'll have it all worked out. Needless to say, they did. Amen. They got it all worked out. God bless. They put us in the penthouse, 6 bedrooms. 2 fireplaces, had 2 balconies. Hey, man, I ain't never been treated like that in my life. I was calling everybody, woo, come down here, stay with us. It's free. Come on. We got a bedroom. Y'all come on. But, hey, Bible says to rejoice, for your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. God don't have no eraser on his pencil.
Amen.
Amen. He don't scratch out reservations.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll go on. It's amazing in its power.
Yes, sir.
In the power to convict. And I know y'all don't like that part. Amen. Nobody likes conviction.
Yeah.
Amen. Nobody likes that when people say, well, the preacher stepped on my toes. Amen. Hey, listen, I heard it the other day. Amen. He wasn't aiming for your toes. Amen. God's aiming for your heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's aiming for your heart. Amen. The convictions of the Holy Spirit. You ought to be thankful. Amen. That when you come into God's house. Amen. And there's something wrong in your life. You ought to be thankful that God touches you and comes by your wayside. Amen. Comes by your pew. Amen. And knocks on your heart door and says, hey, I know what you did.
Yeah.
And you get up and you come to the altar. Thank God he is a forgiving God. But that convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We ought to be thankful for it. Amen. And praise God for it.
Yes.
Amen. Not only that, but it's amazing in the power to convert.
Yes.
Amen. Old sinner, lost and undone, old drunkard, get saved. Amen. And God changed them. Amen. Next thing you know, God calls them to preach. Amen.
Yes.
All these things. God is able, amen, to convert those. Amen. The book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says this. Therefore,
Therefore,
if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all don't realize this, but about 25 years ago, I preached in revival here at Gateway in the old church house. I preached on new things, and that's the scripture I preached on. I still remember that.
Amen.
Preached on new things. What's new about it, Brother David? It's never old.
Amen.
It's like that manna.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Hey, man.
Come on.
It's like that manna. Every day it's fresh. The Holy Spirit, amen, talking about the spirit of the anointing. You ain't got to be no preacher. You don't have to be no Sunday school teacher. You ain't got to be no choirster. Amen. Listen, all you got to be is a child of God. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, amen, will come by your wayside. Woo! Amen. And engulf you in his presence. And it be like the oil, amen, that David spoke of. Run down his face, all down his beard. Amen. All the way to the bottom of his garment. What are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying you get in there and get serious with God. God will get serious with you.
Yeah.
Amen. And the Holy Spirit, amen, will engulf you. Amen. And to show you, amen, how great it is.
Yeah. Amen.
He'll convert you. Amen. It transforms a sinner into a new creature.
Yeah.
It changed a backslidden person, cold and indifferent. You ever been cold and indifferent? I've been mad at folks before. Bible says, anger and sin not. I'm just human. Well, Josh, I know I fall short.
Amen. But when I get angry, and I do sin, yeah. Amen, He's faithful and just to forgive me. Amen. Yeah. I like it, amen, because it's an amazing how it comforts. Grace sustains us in our weaknesses, in our trials. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." When we're weak, and when we're all by ourselves, when we think nobody cares, you know, when we get those poor, pitiful me's. Uh-huh. When we think we had our ropes in. Yeah. When we think we went so far that God ain't able to help. When we get to the point where we think our problems are bigger than God. Uh-huh. That's when God steps in. That's when God will step in and show up and show out. Amen. He'll open doors. Amen. He'll close doors. He'll open paths. Amen. That's the problem a lot of time. Amen. We get out of God's will and God's way. Amen. To start out, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So if you want to get in the way, amen, you got to get behind Jesus and follow Him. Amen. He said, "Come follow me." Amen. So if we get behind Him, I think about Vietnam, them jungles, and how them soldiers had to go through that place. If they only had somebody in front of them with a machete hacking out a trail that they could see, they'd be able to see better. But they didn't. Amen. Listen, I think about Jesus. Jesus is in front of us. Amen. He's hacking out the devil, clearing the path for us. Amen. I think about them old preachers ahead of me that's been beating the path down, trying to lead the way. I think about all the Sunday school teachers that beat down the path, amen, and said, "Hey, this is the way. I'm following Jesus, y'all. It's this way. Y'all come on. Y'all follow Him, amen. Don't look at me. Look at Him, amen. He's leading the way. I'm just following Him. I'm just trimming up some little edges that might hinder you." Amen. It comforts us. 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17 says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." Amen. I'll read this and I'll be done. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I, Brother Josh, I don't know about you. We'll use this chain. Jesus sitting on the right hand throne of grace. I'll be honest with you, I don't think he's sitting back with his leg crossed. Hey, I'll be honest with you. I think he's on the edge of his seat. And he's raring ready to go. And he's like, "Is it time? Can I go get my children?" I mean, he's raring ready to go. Amen.
He prepared a place for us. He's ready to dine with us. He's ready, amen. He's ready. He's ready to put the devil in his place once and for all, that it all be over with, and we'll be able to shout, amen, and glorify him on the streets of gold, amen, and be able to worship like we were meant to worship. Don't have to worry about the devil or the sin and the hindrance of it. Amen. Hey, man. I'm glad he comforts us in times of need. Amen. My prayer tonight, amen. If you ain't never experienced his amazing grace, the Bible says, for whosoever will. That's everybody. 9, 1 to 9 to 9 to 99 to 99 to 109. He can do all these things. But what's good about it, better than I can explain it. Amen? God is good tonight. If you will, y'all come with a song. We'll give a little invitation. Amen. To give you the opportunity. Amen, tonight, to be able to come and say, Lord, it's me. I need help. I need help from you. I can't do it on my own. I've tried. I've fought. I've scratched. I've crawled. And I've begged and I've pleaded with man, and it ain't getting it. I need a help from you. I need you to touch me tonight. Amen. If you will, stand to your feet. What page, brother?
Let's sing 57, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.